Hello and welcome to our pre-show here for Monday, the 23rd of September. Back from vacation. And what a wild, wild thing that was. I don't know what was wilder. Was it the vacation or was it the... Well, here's Blue Chew. I'm betting on this one spot. Okay, I don't have to do these right away. But I don't know if it was the vacation or it was the fucking jet lag that I've been experiencing suffering with for the last whatever it's been 4 days. Thursday night we got home. I got into the house at 6 o'clock Thursday night. We caught our plane Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Okay? Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Now, and that was local time. Am I right about that? That's right. Flew to Dubai and then flew to L.A. Landed in L.A. at 1:30 Thursday afternoon. And you're saying, well, gee, that's 12 hours and four is, that's about 16 hours in the air, right, Phil? Wrong. Because what you're not taking into consideration is the fact that Dubai is 12 hours ahead. So my body was not on 6:30 Thursday night time. It was on 6:30 Friday morning time. So essentially leaving Dubai at 11 o'clock on Wednesday night, getting to LA at 6:30 Friday morning. You're talking, Jesus H. Christ, it's 24 hours, it's plus 30-some hours. Seriously, in terms of just the clock. We're in the air for 20 hours. 16 hours from Dubai to L.A., 4 hours, something like that, from the Maldives to Dubai. But it was 30 hours on the clock. Yeah, because we spent 4 hours at the Dubai airport. We had a layover of 6 hours, 7 hours. We got a hotel transfer at Dubai. We got a car. It took us to the hotel at Dubai airport, hotel called Le Meridian, where we stayed in the hotel for 4 hours. We got about 4 hours of sleep. Got up, got in the car, went to Dubai airport, got on the plane, and we're gone. And then we get our car at LAX. I'm so happy to be home. Here comes the car at LAX. This fucking guy that was the driver at LAX who was going to take us home was an asshole. I mean, he was impatient and he's going fast and he's going up. I had to say something to the guy. So he probably thought I was a major fucking asshole, and I probably am, but I'm not going to have this motherfucker weaving through traffic and all this shit and cursing and essentially being extremely distracted and angry. He's a professional driver. So I'm to give it to understand. And he's yelling at the people because they don't have his motherfucking receipt for his goddamn parking. And he's... Anyway. That's the only... the experience that I had with Emirates Airlines, that was the only drawback. That was the only negative. The whole experience was 8,000% fantastic. Emirates is... I mean, there ain't nothing like... I've never seen an airline so professional and so dedicated to the absolute comfort of its passengers. Everything, man, from meeting you at the airport, getting into where you're supposed to be, making sure that you got the right place. Because they recognize if you're an international traveler, you don't know where you are, you don't know what you are, man. We got into Dubai at night twice, going, you know, on our way from LA to Dubai. I don't know what time we caught the plane out of Los Angeles, about noon, something like that. But we got to Dubai in the evening hours. I can't remember. No, about 4:30. I know what it was. It was like 4:30 in the afternoon we caught the plane out of L.A. to Dubai. Get to Dubai at night. It's a big airport. It's a modern airport. But there weren't that many people, which is also kind of cool. But you don't know where you're going, you know. Then you got these dudes that are in traditional Arab dress kind of staring at you like, you know. And come to find out, the whole Iranian hitting the Saudi Arabian oil facility was on everybody's mind. So they must have thought, you know, anybody's possibly a fucking terrorist asshole. But be that as it may, We got out of the Dubai airport, walked out into like 93 degrees at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, it was like Palm Springs in the summer. Worse than Palm Springs in the summer. Then we got to our hotel, the Arabian Courtyard and Spa in Dubai. I love this hotel. It wasn't much, wasn't flashy, wasn't fancy, but they had everything, man. They got, I don't know, like five restaurants on site, Italian, Chinese, all kinds of food. They had a traditional British pub downstairs. And then and that night, we just, Marie and I just wound up spending, I don't know, 4 hours in that pub at, Christ almighty, what a bar tab of $300 because the shots are, you know, I told you they were really expensive. That was the one area of the trip that was always going to be a massive bummer. The cost of fucking booze over there. And then we spent the next 2 days in Dubai looking at the sights. We saw Ben and Jenny Baltes. Ben from Dubai. Had a great time with those guys at dinner. They gave us the lowdown on what it was to be teachers in Dubai. And it's a pretty good gig. We also, Marie and I also did a kind of a cultural breakfast thing that Ben set up for us, which we appreciate, Ben. That was great. And, you know, and then we did a food walk. Literally, there was a tour of the souk, the Dubai souk, which is the, these are different, it's the bazaar on the other side of the river. So I've got some home movies I'm going to upload, and I'm going to roll these during the pre-show, and then we'll have a regular show. And I'll do a little bit of narration. Livingston Weiler, who is our travel agent, may also very well be joining us. Let me see this. Testing.
Yeah, well, that's true, Phil. I'll try to be as brief as I possibly can. That's all I want to say to you at this time. I'll be as brief as I can and do what I can to the best of my ability. But, you know, it's always going to be something that is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal, and it's going to be a high time in the old town tonight. This is Livingston Weiler, and I just noticed that the Christ Almighty, that got...
kind of got loud, didn't it?
Oh, it got loud. Christ, look at that. All right.
Now let's bring on Mac Bendy. Mac, how are you?
Very good, Phil. Thank you. And great to see you as well, Livingston.
Well, I don't know who you are, but thank you very much.
Well, you don't know who I am. You and I spoke on the phone about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. So,
Not memorable, huh?
No, it wasn't that it wasn't memorable. I've been very busy.
Well, I'm sure we all have. Let's get to the Dr. Jim Sadler joining us. Dr. Sadler.
So you have what is called, you have a, excuse me. You have a great deal of jet lag. Jet lag, because the very word is jet lag, everything lags in terms of even speaking. So you'll say, hello, my name. This is very common. This is very common. You'll repeat because the body and the mind are trying to catch up. Here's a recording of me when I got back from the Maldives myself.
What's your name?
My name is Dr. Jim, Dr. Jim Sadler.
All right. What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing...
Yes, there is.
Wait a minute. I'm not done yet. So that's just a part of the recording, Phil.
Wait a minute. That was you doing what?
That was me talking?
Wow.
I know it was you talking.
I mean, that was me. My name is Dr. Jim Sadler. Right now, I'm suffering from jet lag myself. I just now got in from Eva Deba.
Where is Eva Deba?
Eva Deba is in Eastern Macedonia, which is today Iraq. Iraq.
Eastern Macedonia. I thought Mesopotamia.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Let me see. Where are we at here? We're at 67% here on this fucking thing. Anyway.
Well, I don't know anything about it. You sound like the most retarded motherfucker that the world has ever known. The world has ever... Wait a minute. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. I know, Phil, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. So I've had a bad time of it.
Unstood. All right. I turn that air conditioner off because it's pissing me off. So, the worst jet lag I've ever had. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't sleep. You know, and so then finally, because I'm not, believe it or not, this may come as a surprise, I do not default to drugs. I generally try to find the more natural way of curing myself. But I do have a prescription for diazepam, which is, I think that's like Valium. And it was given to me by Dr. Emery because I've had sleep issues. I don't take it because it really knocks my ass out. I wake up the next day and I'm groggy as fuck. So it's very, very rare that I ever use it. However, this time, last night, this is Sunday night. You're hearing this on Monday, but this is Sunday night. Earlier this morning, like, you know, early Sunday morning, I went ahead and took a quarter of a,
What do you mean a quarter, Phil? This is the drug talk, isn't it?
Yeah, Phil, the drug talk's kicking in.
What do you mean? This is what you said as kids. Take a quarter. Take half a hit. You'll love it no end.
Yeah, that's what we said. By the way, your throat sounds so fucked up, it's not even to be believed. I have no idea how good this download's going to be, by the way. 69%. Christ, this is the longest motherfucking upload I've ever seen in my life. 70%. La, 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 la. So, and then I had like, I don't know what happened to my fucking wrists, but my goddamn wrists really were sore, aching this morning. Then what the fuck did I do, man? A lot of times when you're tired or you're dehydrated and you use your muscles, you're going to get some spasms. You're going to get sore than usual muscles. And I was lifting out of the car yesterday and I was trying to do too much. I had a bag of groceries. I had a 24 pack of Diet Pepsi and I had a big 24 bottles of water held together by that plastic. You know how it is. They just plastic wrap it and you're supposed to, you know, get out of the car. And so I remember struggling with this thing because I'm trying to think of when did I tighten my wrists to the point where I might actually get some pain. And that was the only time I can think of other than jerking off. Hey. Obviously, I'm kidding.
What do you mean, obviously?
I mean, obviously. So there was that. But other than that, I can't think of it. Now, what happened to me, some of you guys might have seen pictures of me in a sling. And as I mentioned this on the BSP, on Melissa's BSP page, and I gotta start mentioning our social media.
Well, I'm Margaret Gray at Phil Henry Show. No, I'm twitter.com/ Margaret Gray, MarGareetGrey, General.
Yes, and I'm General Galen Shaw, and that's Gaylen Shaw, General. That's twitter.com. What is it again?
Yeah, it's /.
Yeah, /.
So about 2 years ago, as I mentioned to you guys, coming up on 2 years, I had a plumber at the house who was reconnecting some pipes. We had a problem with losing water in one of the bathrooms. I forget. The guy's outside working on it. I went to get him a check. And I was in a hurry for whatever reason, and I was walking very fast. We had these brand new laminate floors, about a year and a half old, and laminate is fake wood. And why do I have fake wood? Because I can't afford real wood. No, frankly, it's because wood at the beach is a bullshit idea. It warps, it bends, it gets flaked, it's fucked up. So if you have wood anything at the beach, you're an idiot, okay? Unless you like to sit there and sand shit every 5 seconds and, you know, repaint shit every 3 days. So these are these laminate floors, very smooth. I got to the top of the stairs and I lost my balance. And it was one of those falls. If you fall down the stairs head first, you've got no recourse. You're fucked. You have to just suck it up. Down the stairs I went, and I kind of rolled on my left side at the last second, and the shoulder took the full brunt of the impact. Shoulder separated, and it's been separated ever since. A separated shoulder is not the same thing as a dislocated shoulder. Dislocated shoulder is massively painful, and it has to be reset. A separated shoulder is painful if you fuck with it the wrong way. But more to the point, there's no way of resetting it. You have to go in and have surgery to have the bones reattached. Otherwise, they're sort of like sitting out like this. It's more unsightly than anything else. And it can, if you aggravate it, be painful. That's exactly what happened to the Maldives. I was either climbing up some ladder. I was doing something with this. going up some outside ladders. And that led down into the water. And I got to tell you, man, that night, it just didn't give me... There was no way that I could sleep. There was no way to turn. There was no position you could assume to somehow take the fucking pressure off so that it wasn't painful. It was crazy. And this followed me all of... I allowed this situation to continue for like a day until finally... I don't know who suggested, Maria or somebody at the hotel, said, we have a doctor. I said, okay, you know, I mean... Let's go for it. The guy's a doctor. And sure enough, the young guy comes walking in with his bag. And I remember, I think the waiters of the food service are like, we'll get a doctor for you. Don't worry. You know, and like, here he comes, and there's a whole crowd of people, and it's all like this big event, you know, and all the other people in the restaurant are like, what's going on? There's a young cat who asked me what the situation was. I said, I'd separated my shoulder 2 years ago. He wanted to make sure that I didn't fuck my, you know, that they weren't liable. And no, it's cool. I said, I separated my shoulder 2 years ago, and I believe that I've aggravated the injury by some sort of a motion here in the last couple of days. And I showed him my soldier, or my, I showed him my shoulder. Is that right? Yeah. Or I sewed him my soldier. That's what I wanted to say. Or I showed him my soldier, or I sewed him my shoulder. So he said, not a problem, homeboy. He said, well, I'll give you analgesic cream to rub on it, which is a pain relief cream. I'll give you a muscle relaxant, which is a non-inflammatory. Maria's saying, well, he needs a pain medicine. He says, yes, but if the swelling goes down, there won't be any pain. And a sling. And I'm a big believer in slings. I'm sure that many of you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you, if you got a shoulder problem, you got an arm, anything, you put your arm in a sling, man. You just get that pressure off of wherever that pain is, and you'd be surprised at how fast something can heal. I don't care if you've got a strained shoulder. I don't give a shit what it is. Give that motherfucker a rest for 24 hours. Stick your arm in a sling. You can buy a sling anywhere. You know, at the pharmacy. He gave me a sling, which I was forever grateful for, and the muscle relaxants, and this analgesic cream, and we were off to the races, and within, an hour, it was gone. Pain was gone. Man, I was loving life. I still wore the sling because I didn't want to, you know, do anything that was going to be aggravating the injury, but there was no pain. I wore the sling for the rest of my time there, and on the way home, it got to be a little bit too much of a hassle because I was trying to, you know, get bags and all of this good shit. That, who knows? It may have been when we were flying over, I was constantly getting a bag out of the fucking bin because Maria needed, she's got her own health issues, you know. Or there was something up there that she wanted to keep in the overhead. She didn't want to keep with her at her seat. So I was up and doing this kind of shit, you know. Not that it's difficult, because I'm kind of strong, But no, I'm kidding. But it was more or less the motion of the arm and the shoulder and shit. I don't know, man. But I can tell you, thank you, Doctor, whoever you are there at the Anantari Valley Resort in the Maldives. Fantastic. Fan-fucking-tastic. Here's the only two A grades that I would give the Emirates Anantari Valley Resort experience. Emirates, I got to give you like a D on that fucking driver that took us home from LAX after we returned. Now, I don't know how much of that is your problem or your fault. I know that you contract with different agencies, driving agencies. So, you know, I'll chalk that one up to just sort of something got slipped through the cracks. Because although he was there and there were about 9 or 10 Emirates drivers waiting for people getting off of the plane. And the liaison was a nice lady, and another guy there was fantastic. But when we got this driver, he was a fucking psycho. So I just, you know, I didn't pay attention to him. After I told him what I thought of him, I didn't pay any more attention to the guy. And I noticed that his driving didn't get any better either. And I knew that was his little rebellion, you know. So I would have to give him a D. The only other downside, and this isn't even really, this is a matter of taste, was of all the restaurants we went to, there at that Anantari Valley Resort there in the Maldives, which is fucking great, fantastic, was the Thai restaurant. Now, I'm not a big Thai food eater, so I probably don't know what I'm talking about, right? But I thought the presentation was whatever. I thought the food was very sort of lackluster. And that's all I can say. The service was tremendous. The restaurant itself was beautiful out over the water. Just gorgeous. But the food was like, eh. Beyond that, man, the goddamn food, I guess when you get to be my age, eating is the thing, right? We thought about going, I'm a big snorkeling fan. Maria couldn't give a shit. She wanted to go paddleboarding, but it was so goddamn, it was like 3 islands away. And not that that's far, but you got to take a couple of boats. She kind of shined that on. So really all we did was swim, lay around, eat. Swim, lay around, and eat, which is perfect for me, man. I could give a shit. And we also kind of explored the island. And as far as snorkeling goes, right off the back of the little bungalow we had, that over-the-water bungalow, there's fish everywhere. I mean, you can snorkel. You can just sit, stand in the water, and look at schools of fish going by. Big-ass fish like this. I think a lot of them were snapper. There was a couple of rockfish that I recognized. There were these multicolored little fish that were amazing. We went over to this other little island. The Tiki Bar is located there. And we sat in this pool of like a gigantic, you almost say a gigantic swimming pool made out of a part of the ocean where they just kind of jettied it off a little bit. And we sat on these steps and we watched as these little multicolored fish kind of using our legs as reefs were swimming through our legs. And they were about that big, yellow and blue, and kind of almost like a translucent white. And this one fish we got to know really well. He was just like our buddy. He just kept swimming through our legs, you know. There were these black fish, dark fish with blue stripes. Really amazing. There were small little, I call them sand sharks. I don't know. They may have another name. Probably no more than 3 or 4 feet long that you'd see occasionally. Didn't see a lot of them. Eating dinner one night at the one of the restaurants, you were sitting right out over the water, and I saw 2 fucking stingray go by, like just gorgeous. These 2 things just floating right through the water, man. Saw a manta ray. You see a lot of manta ray in those warmer waters, but you know, I'm a big, you know, animal rights guy. I don't even like to eat seafood anymore, man. Especially saltwater fish tend to be more intelligent. They're even trainable in a way, a saltwater fish, you know, especially manta rays who will come out of the water and, you know, take food out of your hand. So I wasn't really big on anything like that. Then when we were over in Dubai, they said we have camel steak. You know, I was wondering about their treatment of camels, and I understand that it's good, but they have camel steak? No fucking way, man. An animal that you domesticate like that, I just can't do it, you know. Call me, you know, touchy-feely, freaking tree-hugging motherfucker, but I can't do it. When are we going to be done with this fucking thing, man? Let me see, man. I don't know what this is, man. This is like this fucking... I don't... You know, I got to be honest with you. These Bet Online and these FanDuel and all that shit, I'm not all that good at betting football, and I'm not all that goddamn interested in it. I don't really give a fuck. So, that's just between you and me. You and me and the tree stump. Blue Chew. Let's see. All right, here we go, man. Hey, guys, it's Phil Hendry here, back from vacation. And that means only one thing. We're back to business. And being back to business means being back to you, the BSP, or the possible BSP subscriber to our website. I'd love to direct you to our website, philhenryshow.com, where you can get a subscription to our website for a year or a month, and you'll get over 35,000 hours. We must be approaching 40,000 hours by now of unbelievable content, legendary radio shows, you name it. It's all there at philhenryshow.com, along with all kinds of video casts. We have TV pilots that we produced. We have radio and TV interviews that we've done. A number of miscellaneous things like our home movies. In fact, in just a few minutes here, I am going to be rolling out another set of home movies, these done in Dubai and the Maldives.
Yeah,
that's right. Thank you. So stick around for that. And while you're sticking around for that...
You mean stink?
I didn't say stink. I said sticking around.
Sticking around. All right.
While you're sticking around for that, why not get a backstage pass? Go to philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And by the way, your voice sounds lousy, Margaret.
Well, duh.
Philhenryshow.com and get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.